The stakes are very high. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The White House says that's why President Biden referred to Armageddon last week when talking about the nuclear threat posed by Russia. John Kirby, the spokesman for the National Security Council, spoke to ABC's This Week.
His comments were not based on new or fresh intelligence or new indications that Mr. Putin has made a decision to use nuclear weapons. And quite frankly, we don't have any indication that he has made that kind of decision.
While speaking at a fundraiser, the president said Vladimir Putin's military is underperforming in Ukraine and that Russia's leader may feel threatened. Underperforming or not, Russia is still doing damage in Ukraine and targeting civilians. At least a dozen people were killed today in rocket strikes in Zaporizhia that partially collapsed a high-rise apartment building. Meanwhile, Moscow is investigating a bombing that blew out part of a bridge linking Russia to Crimea.
Now, according to reports, it was Ukrainian intelligence behind this military event and a disaster for the Russians. Remember, this is a bridge that Vladimir Putin himself commissioned back in 2018, and the Ukrainians do not control any part of Crimea.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kharkiv. To Iran, where the government's brutal and deadly crackdown on dissent continues. For weeks, demonstrators have been protesting the death of a young woman who is being held by the country's morality police. A Florida school shooter could soon learn his fate. Jury deliberations are expected to start on Wednesday in the penalty trial of Nicholas Cruz. He admits killing 17 people on Valentine's Day of 2018. He could receive a death sentence. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
As gas prices start climbing again, a recent decision by OPEC to cut production will only hurt American consumers. President Biden has said he's disappointed.
The Biden administration made a mistake by going to Saudi Arabia in the first place less than 3 months ago. Where Biden should have gone was to North Dakota, to West Texas, to find a domestic supply of oil and natural gas.
House Republican Brian Stile, House Democrat Jake Auchincloss sees opportunity.
What matters is that we need to start investing in our own energy reserves that are not fossil fuel based. We have to recognize that if we have 2 to 2.5 degrees of Celsius increase by 2050, this planet is going to be much less habitable and hospitable.
According to AAA, the nationwide average price for a gallon of regular is $3.91. A Nashville man is facing a murder charge after a man who was beaten with a metal pipe dies of his injuries. Police say Brian Rebensdorf hit the victim multiple times last week after he suspected that the victim was stealing from him. The attack happened under a pedestrian bridge. Florida residents had been warned about looting in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian, and for the most part, police departments say they haven't seen much of it. Over the weekend, though, six men were arrested in Lee County. They're accused of stealing high-end sneakers from an outlet mall. They face charges of burglary. More wet weather is headed to the saturated south.
Florida, where we're still in that recovery mode, we do have the rain showers back today, and this is going to be with us for about the next 4 to 5 days, but showers in the forecast throughout much of this week. So you're going to have to dodge that as working on the recovery efforts.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, yesterday residents of Fort Myers Beach were allowed to assess damage from Hurricane Ian. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.